Chapter 3. Preparing to ride. Riding environment. There is complex motorcycle riding environment and supports the concept that safe riding depends as much on the mental skills of awareness and judgment as it does on the physical riding skill. Riding a motorcycle is much more involved than driving an automobile. It requires a sense of balance and heightened sense of the environment around the motorcycle rider. A motorcycle responds more quickly to rider input than an automobile and is more sensitive to outside forces like highway surfaces and wind. Motorcycles are also less visible due to their narrower profile, fewer and smaller lights, and reduced contrast with the background. Riders are less protected due to exposure to traffic and other elements. What a motorcycle rider does before starting a motorcycle ride goes a long way toward determining whether or not they will get to their destination safely. Before taking off on any motorcycle ride, a safe and responsible rider makes it a point to wear the proper riding gear. Understand their own abilities and limitations. Know their motorcycle and conduct a safety inspection. Be aware of the riding conditions, weather, traffic, etc. Be a responsible rider. Riding gear. When riding a motorcycle, the gear is right if it provides you comfort, protection, and visibility. In any crash, there is a far better chance of avoiding serious injury if wearing a U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, compliant helmet. Face and or eye protection. Protective clothing, gloves, and sturdy footwear. Helmet use. Crashes occur particularly among untrained and or beginner motorcycle riders. Head injuries can be just as severe as neck injuries, and are more common. Accident analysis shows that head injuries account for a majority of serious and fatal injuries to motorcyclists. Research shows that, with few exceptions, head and neck injuries are reduced by properly wearing a DOT-compliant helmet. Idaho law requires all persons under the age of 18 to wear a DOT-compliant protective helmet while riding on a motorcycle or ATV on or off highway. Some motorcycle riders do not wear helmets because they think helmets will limit their view to the sides. Others wear helmets only on long motorcycle rides, when riding at high speeds, or where it is required by law. Consider the following. A DOT-compliant helmet lets a motorcycle rider see as far to the sides as necessary. A study of more than 900 motorcycle crashes, where 40% of the motorcycle rider wore helmets, did not find even one case in which a helmet kept a motorcycle rider from spotting danger. Most crashes happen on short motorcycle rides, less than 5 miles long, just a few minutes after starting the ride. Most motorcycle crashes occur at less than 30 miles per hour. At these speeds, helmets can cut both the number and the severity of head injuries by half. No matter what the speed, helmeted motorcycle riders are 3 times more likely to survive head injuries than those not wearing helmets at the time of the crash. The single most important thing to improve the chances of surviving a crash is to wear a securely fastened, DOT-compliant helmet. Helmet selection. There are 3 primary types of helmets, providing 3 different levels of coverage, half, three-quarter, full face. Whichever style you choose, get the most protection by making sure the helmet meets U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, standards. Helmets with labels from the Snell Memorial Foundation and Economic Commission for Europe, ECE, also give an assurance of quality. Fits snugly, all the way around. Has no obvious defects such as cracks, loose padding, or frayed straps. Keep your helmet securely fastened on your head when riding the motorcycle. If a crash occurs, the helmet will be less likely to come off before it gets a chance to protect you. Eye and face protection. A plastic shatter-resistant face shield can help protect your whole face in a crash. It also protects your face from wind, dust, dirt, rain, insects, and pebbles projected from vehicles ahead of the motorcycle. These can be distracting and painful. Wearing a face shield may help prevent a crash, and it gives the most eye and face protection while riding a motorcycle. Goggles protect the eyes, though they won't protect the rest of your face like a face shield does. A windshield is not a substitute for a face shield or goggles. Most windshields will not protect the eyes from the wind. Neither will eyeglasses or sunglasses. Glasses won't keep your eyes from watering, and they may blow off when you turn your head. To be effective, eye or face protection must be free of scratches. Be resistant to penetration. Be shatter resistant. Give a clear view to either side. Fasten securely so they don't blow off. Permit air to pass through to reduce fogging. Fit in the helmet if needed. Tinted eye protection should not be worn at night or any other time when little light is available. Clothing. The right clothing protects the motorcycle rider in a crash and makes them more visible to others. It also provides comfort, as well as protection from heat, cold, debris, and hot and moving parts of the motorcycle. Jacket and pants should cover your arms and legs completely and fit snug enough to keep from flapping in the wind yet loose enough to move freely. Leather is very popular and offers good protection. Sturdy synthetic material provides a lot of protection as well. Wear a mesh or vented jacket even in warm weather to prevent sunburn and dehydration. Many motorcycle riders also choose jackets and pants with rigid body armor inserts in critical areas such as shoulders, elbows, and knees for additional protection. Boots or shoes should be high and sturdy enough to cover your ankles and give them support. Soles should be made of hard, durable, slip-resistant material. Choose boots or shoes with short heels so they do not catch on rough surfaces. Tuck laces in so they will not catch on the motorcycle. Gloves provide a better grip and protect your hands from the elements and from abrasion in a crash. Gloves should be made of leather or similar durable material. Full-fingered gloves provide the most protection. Hearing protection tests show that earplugs help reduce sound levels by 30 decibels and prevent hearing loss. Roaring engines and the wind in your face is exhilarating, but sustained exposure, even in a good-fitting helmet, results in hearing loss. Keeping you warm, dry, and protected during cold and/or wet weather should be a primary consideration when choosing riding gear. Controlling a motorcycle is difficult if you are numb from the cold. Riding a motorcycle for long periods in cold weather can cause severe chill and fatigue. A winter jacket should resist wind while fitting snugly at the neck, wrists, and waist. Good quality rain suits designed for motorcycle riding resist tearing apart or ballooning up at higher speeds. Know the motorcycle. There are plenty of hazards on roadways that can cause problems while riding a motorcycle. The motorcycle itself should not be one of them. To ensure your motorcycle will not break down, follow these guidelines. Choose a motorcycle that fits you and is easily controllable. Choose a motorcycle that is suited for the usual type of riding you do, commuting, touring, off-road, etc. Read and familiarize yourself with your motorcycle's specific owner's manual. Become familiar with your specific motorcycle's controls. Perform a pre-check of the motorcycle before each and every ride. Ensure regular maintenance is performed. Avoid add-ons and modifications that make it harder to ride the motorcycle. The right motorcycle. Make sure the motorcycle fits and is comfortable to ride. Your feet should reach the ground while seated and the controls should be easy to operate. Smaller motorcycles may be easier for beginner motorcyclists to ride. Required equipment. Idaho code requires all motorcycles ridden on Idaho highways to have the following: brakes on at least one wheel and be operated by hand or foot. Fenders. Must have fenders on both wheels that extend in full width from a point above and forward of the center of the tire to the rear of the wheel to a point not more than 20 inches above the surface of the highway. Passenger seat. Must not carry a passenger unless a permanently attached seat is provided and the motorcycle is designed to carry more than one person. Headlight. A headlight sufficient to reveal a person or vehicle not less than 100 feet ahead when traveling less than 25 miles per hour. Not less than 200 feet when traveling 25 to 34 miles per hour. And not less than 300 feet when traveling 35 miles per hour or more. Helmet. Any person under the age of 18 must wear a protective helmet while riding a motorcycle or ATV, on or off road. Horn. Must have a horn that can be heard not less than 200 feet away. Insurance, must have, and carry, liability insurance. $25,000 bodily injury to or death on one person in one accident, $50,000 bodily injury to or death of two or more persons in any one accident, and $15,000 injury or destruction of property of others in any one accident. Mirror. A mirror that provides a view of the highway for at least 200 feet to the rear. Muffler. Not modified to increase the noise above that emitted by the muffler originally installed by the manufacturer. Brake light. At least one red or amber light visible from a minimum of 100 feet to the rear in normal sunlight and actuated when using the brakes. Tail light. One red tail light visible from a minimum of 500 feet to the rear. Reflector. At least one rear reflector. Turn signals. Two white or amber lights visible from a minimum of 100 feet to the front and two red or amber lights visible from a minimum of 100 feet to the rear in normal sunlight. Footrests. May not carry a passenger unless it is equipped with footrests designed exclusively for the use of a passenger. Becoming familiar with the motorcycle controls. The rider should be completely familiar with the motorcycle before riding on the street, especially if borrowing a motorcycle. Read and follow the owner's manual. Do all required safety checks. Locate where everything is, particularly the turn signals, horn, headlight switch, fuel supply valve, and engine cutoff switch. Learn to operate these items without having to look for them. Know the gear pattern. Practice using the throttle, clutch, and brakes before beginning your ride. All motorcycle controls react a little differently. Ride very cautiously. Accelerate gently, take turns more slowly, and leave extra room for stopping. Checking the motorcycle. A motorcycle needs more frequent maintenance than an automobile. A minor technical failure in an automobile seldom leads to anything more than an inconvenience for the driver. The same failure on a motorcycle may result in having to leave the motorcycle parked on the side of the highway, or worse, a crash. If something is wrong with the motorcycle, figure it out before getting into traffic. Complete a thorough pre-check of the motorcycle before every ride. Tires. Check the air pressure, general wear, and tread. Fluids, oil and fluid levels. At a minimum, check the oil, hydraulic fluids, and coolants weekly. Look under the motorcycle for signs of fluid leaks. Headlights and taillight, check them both. Test the switch to make sure both high and low beams are working. Turn signals. Turn on both right and left turn signals. Make sure all four lights are working properly. Brake light. Try both brake controls and make sure each one activates the brake light. Once you are sitting on the motorcycle, you should complete the following checks before riding. Clutch and throttle. Make sure they work smoothly. The throttle should snap back to the idle position when it is released. The clutch should operate smoothly without excessive tightness or free play. Mirrors. Clean and adjust all mirrors before starting. It's difficult and unsafe to ride one-handed while trying to adjust a mirror. Each mirror should be adjusted so that you can see the lane behind and as much of the lane next to the motorcycle as possible. When properly adjusted, a mirror may show the edge of your arm or shoulder. But most important is seeing the highway behind and to the side of the motorcycle. Brakes. Check the front and rear brake levers one at a time to make sure each one firmly holds the motorcycle in place when fully applied. Horn. Check the horn. Fuel supply valve, if equipped, if the valve is closed. The motorcycle may start due to the fuel remaining in the lines but will stall after the lines are emptied. Many newer models are fuel injected and do not have a fuel supply valve. Check the owner's manual for equipment on your motorcycle. Also check wheels, cables, and fasteners. Borrowing and lending. Whether you are borrowing or lending a motorcycle, be aware that crashes are fairly common among beginner motorcyclists, especially in the first months of riding. Riding an unfamiliar motorcycle adds to the problem. If borrowing a motorcycle, get familiar with it in a controlled area and make sure it is insured. If lending a motorcycle to friends, make sure they are licensed and know how to ride a motorcycle before allowing them out into traffic. No matter how experienced you may be, ride extra carefully on any motorcycle that's new or unfamiliar. More than half of all crashes occur on motorcycles that have been ridden by the rider for less than 6 months. It takes time to adjust, so a beginner motorcyclist needs a greater margin for errors when starting to ride. Know your responsibilities. Accident implies an unforeseen event that occurs without anyone's fault or negligence. In fact, most people involved in a crash can usually claim some responsibility for what takes place. Someone tries to slip through an intersection on a yellow light that is turning red. The light turns green and the motorcycle rider pulls into the intersection without checking for possible latecomers. It was the other driver's responsibility to stop and the motorcycle rider's responsibility to look before proceeding. Even when someone else is the first to start the chain of events leading to a crash, it does not leave either party free of their own responsibility. Motorcycle riders cannot ensure that all drivers will see them or yield the right of way. To lessen the chances of a crash, be visible. Wear bright colored clothing and/or gear that has retro-reflective material, use the headlight, set on low during daylight hours, and ride the motorcycle in the best lane position to see and be seen. Communicate your intentions, use the proper signals, brake light, and lane position. Maintain an adequate space cushion. Allow extra space when following, being followed, passing, and being passed. Scan the path of travel ahead. Identify and separate hazards in the path of travel. Be prepared to act. Remain alert and know how to use proper crash avoidance skills. There is rarely a single cause to a crash. The ability to ride a motorcycle while remaining alert to possible hazards, the ability to make critical decisions, and initiate those decisions separates responsible operators' riders from the rest. To keep from being the cause of an accident or an unwilling participant in a crash should be one of your primary goals.